This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On this spring day, let's do an economic story at the corner of real estate and gardening. Gardens up on the roof can keep cities from heating up, keep strain off the sewer, and cheer up butterflies and humans, Matt Baum reports.
It's Saturday morning in L.A.'s Lincoln Heights neighborhood. The L.A. River Revitalization Corporation is showing off a plan to add green space to an area that's now dominated by heavy industry. Lee Christie of architecture firm Perkins & Will is explaining some options.
You'd be looking at more raised beds or more greenhouses, which really opens up the possibility for rooftops.
Rooftops have a lot of hidden potential. A new EPA study predicts that as cities grow hotter, replacing flat black rooftops with plants could cool the cities back down. Phil Moorfield is one of the co-authors of that study.
Really, any sort of well-designed, well-maintained green roof will give some benefit for the building that it's installed on.
There's just one problem. Green roofs come with a big upfront cost. So now, some cities are experimenting with financial encouragement. For example, Austin lets developers build more floor space if they include green roofs. And Seattle gives out credits and discounts for rooftop gardens. Here's Seattle urban designer Dave LeClerc.
Properties that take advantage of that credit range from single-family homes to a regional airport, so they're very different in size and scale.
It's been a learning process. In Nashville, a credit of $10 per square foot of green roof hasn't attracted a single taker. But Portland got an overwhelming response to a credit of just half that much. That's because green roofs need to be customized to what the market in each city wants as much as to the weather. One market might respond best to grants, while another prefers tax credits. In tiny Saluda, North Carolina, the Polk County Community Foundation provided a $6,000 grant for a green roof on the restrooms at Pearson's Falls. Elizabeth Nager is the foundation's president and CEO.
The roof resembles the forest floor in the glen below the waterfall. There are smooth rocks which fill the space where you expect to see traditional gutters.
But it's more than a few rocks and sage bushes. It's part of a national experiment that's happening right over our heads. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Baum for Marketplace.